Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome. Welcome to An Hour of Mind Power. Yes, that's what we're going to be talking about. But also, we're going to be talking about not just mind power, but how you, if you are concerned with those excess pounds, how you can get thin and be happy. Now, that may sound like a little bit, well, getting thin, being happy, is thinness equal to happiness? I think it all has to do with self-esteem. I think it has to do with how we see ourselves, but more than anything else, it is having an awareness that we want excellent health. My guest today, Brian Totter, is a man that I think has an approach that's a bit different. My goodness, we all know there's a plethora of diets out there, but this is, I think, a very simplistic patterning. But more than anything else, it makes you aware that you can take back the power for yourself of being able to ensure that you are going to be not just trim, but also healthy. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing absolutely magnificently. I have to tell you, having to deal with the battle of the bulge for most of my life, I'm one of these people that has a very strong, healthy body, and I'm a little short squirt, and it's like my body is one of these very efficient machines, and if I eat too much, it's like it says, I'm going to save it. We'll put it over here on the left hip and a little bit on the right hip and so on and so forth. I think there's a lot of people that would say, whoa, Donna, I could decide to have the same problem. What can we do? Brian, you have a background. You've talked on all kinds of networks. You've done all kinds of programs. You work with people. Why was it that you felt that this was something? You're trim, you're slender, you don't seem to have a problem with weight. Why do you feel that this is something that you really want to teach people about? Why is it important to you?
Oh, it's a great question. I love this. I'm a clinical hypnotist. I've been in business for just had my 10th year anniversary. And after 9.5 years, it just occurred to me, everybody's saying the same thing. They're walking into the office and they're saying the same exact thing about why they can't lose weight, why they put it on. It's the funniest thing. It's a broken record for everybody. So I realized it's a pattern. Everyone has a pattern. And I've been fixing this at the time for 9.5 years. And I realized I got to get this in a book because this is so easy to fix. You know, I can't get taller. People can't get younger. You know, if you have, you lost a lung, well, there you go. But, you know, you can lose weight. You really can. It is the easiest thing to do. The problem is people don't think that they can do it.
Interesting. Now, when you look at it, I've heard people say this. I had a young lady that I met that she must have been about 100 pounds overweight. She decided she was going to take charge of her life. She got into working with a coach, exercising, and she said it was so simple as just cutting 500 calories a day from what you normally eat. Well, a lot of people don't even want to be bothered with that. They don't want to have to sit down and weigh and measure and do all of this kind of stuff. Your book is so little. I mean, there's this attitude of, on the part of individuals, I'm going to have to starve myself. I can remember growing up with that. I was put on a diet when I was 5 years old. I mean, the mentality of people goes a fair piece back with this. It's a cultural thing. And we have so much misleading information out there. Here is all of this media coverage on obesity over and over again to the extent of absolute stupidity, where a mayor in New York is going to put out a law telling people what they can and cannot have and put a penalty on business. And I thought, this is just a form of insanity.
It is. And just to interject with that, that's not going to fix anything. All that's going to do is force people to buy twice the amount of drinks or go back to the movie counter a second time, it's not going to make them thinner. That little thing will not do it.
Absolutely true. It didn't work. Any kind of prohibition just seems to create exactly the opposite momentum. I mean, there's like a black market. Can you imagine a black market with soda pop? This is where you go to get it. And my husband and I laughed when we heard this ridiculous remark, because you can walk into a grocery store and buy 2 liters of something for under $2, and you can chug a lug and guzzle it down. You don't need to go to a restaurant to get the supersize. You walk into a market, and that's your right and privilege as a human being. Nobody has the right to tell anybody what they should or shouldn't do in that respect, because it's all choice. And if you don't get it, again, they do something else to sabotage themselves. Your book,
right.
For you to get this into such a cohesive, comfortable book, Get Thin and Be Happy, you credit someone by the name of Dr. Scott McFall. And you said in 2000 you went to him to learn clinical hypnosis. What motivated you to go study clinical hypnosis?
Well, I've had a very eclectic career path, but in the middle of that, I was an entertainer. I was a stage hypnotist. I used to do hypnosis on stage. In fact, I learned from Scott on how to do that. And you would think, all right, well, how does being an entertainer, how does being a stage hypnotist qualify me for anything? But truthfully, if I can get you to talk into your shoe in front of 1,000 people, or you think there's a live Martian in your pants in front of 1,000 people, the stuff I do in my office is baby stuff. The best clinical hypnotists actually start out as a stage hypnotist. So I went back to North Dakota, because that's where he was at the time, and I saw his practice, and I saw people losing weight and quitting smoking, and I thought, well, I'm tired of performing. I really want to do this. And I opened up a practice 10 years ago right outside Philadelphia, and it's one of the most successful practices now in the whole country. It's amazing, and people lose weight if they listen to me. That's the thing. That's the caveat. They have to listen to what I'm saying, and it just works. It really does.
Now, when you're working with hypnosis, you're working on a subconscious level, and
right.
Many times people subconsciously have self-sabotaging behaviors, and you mentioned in your introduction in your book a story about a man by the name of Bob. When he got on the scales, and they had to be, well, pretty close to getting to the trucker scales, he weighed 425 pounds. I don't know of anybody, they're 8 to 9 feet tall, that can even carry that kind of weight comfortably. And he obviously wasn't that height. He was miserable. What brought him into your office?
He was probably at the end of his rope. His doctor had said that every time he went on a diet, his doctor said that he ended up with gout. And he went to his doctor and said, what do I do? And he says, I don't know. Try hypnosis. So that was literally it. He was at the end of the rope. And he had to do something. And he came in. And you know what? I was doubtful. Because when somebody has gotten that big, they've pretty much given up. Because at what point do you say, 300, 350, 400, you know, it's too much. It's over the top big. So the difference with Bob and most people is he decided he wanted to do it, and then he did it. And there's an amazing thing. I just heard this morning. There's an amazing thing that happens to somebody when they actually decide to do something. When they set their convictions and set a goal, something changes inside them. And things start to happen, and they start to manifest. And it's amazing. I have a picture of him. I'm staring at it right now on my wall. The smaller picture is him when he came in. He's sitting in one of my chairs. He's literally pushing the sides of the chair out. It's a giant recliner. And then next to it is this bigger picture of him standing nice and tall and he's got a waist, and he's holding the original belt from that first picture, and it's taller than he is. It's like 6.5 feet tall. I didn't even know they made cows that big.
Wow. That's Oh, that's amazing.
You should see this picture. It's on my website. It's one of the most amazing pictures that you can ever see, because it just shows the big contrast. And just to go back to what you were talking about earlier, it amazes me that people don't know what to eat. They know what gas to put in their car. They know what dog food to buy. But food for most people, and they're in their 50s and 60s, and they still don't know what the heck to eat. Breakfast is a mystery. I've had people come in and say, oh, you know, Brian, I had a great breakfast. Okay, what was it? Oh, I had a piece of toast, but it was whole wheat, and some cheese. And they're smiling at me like that's a breakfast. And I'm thinking, okay, so you had carbohydrates and fat. In what universe is that a breakfast? But people just don't know. And it blows my mind. And this is who comes in my office. These are highly educated people, and they don't know what to put in their own bodies. Blows my mind. Really does.
One of the biggest disappointments with anyone is that they will go on this program, that program, the other program. They're bombarded with advertising via all forms of media, whether it's print, video, audio. They're told, this is it. This is the magic pill. This, that, 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 that. And yeah, it is a $1 billion-plus industry. This is a huge industry financially for a lot of people. And mm-hmm. there is that mentality that you'll try one food program right after the other. And you bring out a point that's very important. You say your body metabolism, and this is so important for people to understand, your body metabolism slows down when you go on a real restrictive food program. And right. I can remember so many people saying, oh, my goodness, I just have 600 or 800 calories a day. And women being so proud of, I got by 600 or 800 calories a day. Well, my Lord, I wouldn't be able to do that because I'd be having the screaming memes. I couldn't function. Your body has to have fuel, and you need the right kind of fuel. And when your metabolism slows down dramatically, you're not going to lose anything. And I have a lady that I've known for a few years now. She's short. She's like me. She's about 5'1.5" tall. And she's as round as she is tall. And she has been battling the bulge for years. She went to a doctor. She was going on 800 calories a day. She couldn't lose an ounce. She would go all day long, would not eat, maybe go and eat just at night. Food, she just didn't want it. Yet here she is now with all of this weight. She has diabetes. She was at a very critical level with it. And I remember our talking, and so now she's gotten into having something during the day. She is taking in more calories, and interestingly enough, she's trimming down. She has lost in a couple of years, my goodness, about 30, 40, 50 pounds. And it's really been amazing to her. Tell us about your experience in dealing with people when they have these attitudes of less of food is more.
Well, first thing I have to say is that diets don't work. If they would work, well, they'd freaking work. There's a bazillion diets out there, and everybody has that shiny object syndrome where they've got to go to the next shiny object. Oh, that looks good. I saw that on Red Book. I saw that on Oprah. Oh, let me try that. And first, they never complete anything. But second, diets don't work, period. There's nothing else you can say to that. So that being said, the first thing is you have to eat. You have to eat food. Now, just imagine if you had a car and you didn't have enough money to put gas in the car. So you just put a couple of gallons in. And now you only have enough, you only have enough gasoline to maybe get to the corner store, maybe get a cup of coffee. Now, are you going to go onto the highway? You're going to end up on the turnpike and you're going to start going 80 miles an hour? No. You're going to slow down. And this is what your body does. If you don't put enough fuel in your body, great metaphor, your body literally slows down. And what happens? You get fat. because everything you put in your body now turns to fat, because the body is using fat as its energy reserves. So you get fatter, and so what do? Oh, you eat less, and your body slows down and gets fatter. And it's incredible that people don't know this. So what do you have to do? You have to eat at least 3 meals a day. 5 would be great, 5 small meals. And your body will realize, oh, I'm getting the fuel that I need. I'm getting the nutrition. I don't need these energy reserves. And your metabolism starts going up, and you burn the fat. It's amazing. And it's amazing
you
that people don't know this. They keep listening to people that they have to eat less. It's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating phenomena. One of the points that you bring out, which I strongly believe in, is exercise. And one of the points that I thought was very interesting is that you say cardio exercise is great. The walking, that is, running, whatever you want to do to get the heart working, that's really good. Circulation is improved. But it's through strength training that you reshape the body. And you quote someone that said, if you're pear-shaped to begin with and you only do cardio, you'll just be a smaller pear.
Right. So, I love that.
Yeah, I think that that is a very interesting statement. And with the weight training, that helps the body redistribute. And women don't need to worry about getting, you know, being muscular. That's not the thing. I mean, very few women are going to go out and try to be Miss Bodybuilder of the world. I heard about a woman who's 72 years old that's a bodybuilder, and I just had to chuckle. But she's in great shape. She really feels good. She likes doing the things that she's doing. She's very healthy, and at 72, she looks, you know, she's got a very strong, healthy body. And a lot of people have put a disclaimer on that. They say the exercise is not going to burn fat. And you say that's not true.
No, it's not true. In fact, the exercise will do two things, especially for women. It will make you look terrific, because if you're pear-shaped, like I said, when you start to do, especially upper body training, you end up with that V-shaped back. So if you ever see women and they're wearing a gown with spaghetti straps and it just drapes perfectly on them, they've got this beautiful back and amazing shoulders, you think, wow, she looks great in that gown. That's what it is. She has the muscles and the torso that are shaped by weight training. You can't do it any other way. Maybe swimming would do it. And also, it's great for the legs. But what it does is it builds a nice layer of muscle on your body. And this is in the book, and this is amazing. What happens is when you have enough muscle in your body, there's an enzyme in the muscle that burns the fat. So when you need energy, let's say you just want to walk up the steps. Well, it just doesn't happen. It's not magic. There's certain things that happen in the body that cause the muscles to actually move. So when you're doing something strenuous, lifting something up, or maybe even walking up steps if that's tough for you, the fat molecules will leave the fat cells and travel to the muscle. And the muscle, the enzyme in the muscle, will burn the fat. Poof. It's a burst of energy, and the muscle moves. And that's how you literally burn fat. It is actually burning off your body. However, if you don't have enough muscle in your body, the fat molecule just goes back to the fat cell, and you stay fat. So what do you want to do? Do you want to do a little bit more exercise, or do you want to stay the way you are? Hopefully, I do a little bit of exercise. And you don't have to join a gym. Just get some weights or some bands. Buy a video. Go on YouTube. Do something. But build up some muscle and get the cardio going so your heart is better. And then you'll be able to go out dancing and have fun and live a fun, happy, long life.
You make a statement also, don't try to do something overnight. Let's look at making it a lifestyle change. Now, how does hypnosis come into this picture? Because you have people that make the statements they've been trying to lose weight. They had a little bit of success, but every time they would change the program, they'd find that their body would slip back or they would slip back in habits. How does hypnosis help with this?
Hypnosis is a great way to change behavior. Now, just a little background, because when people hear hypnosis or hypnotism, they kind of freak out because most people, I would say 95% of the people don't know what it is. I'm sure your listeners don't know what it is. It's not the Svengali image that you've seen on TV and movies. You're always aware of what's happening around you at all times. And you're hypnotized driving a car, reading a book. Like if you've ever driven a car and you missed your exit or you got home and thought, how did I get here? Or you read a book and you can't remember what you just read for the past 5 minutes. That is a hypnotic state. And the hypnotist can't make you do anything against your will. You're in complete control. So that being said, hypnosis is a great way to program your subconscious mind to change your behaviors. If you want it to happen. Like the hypnotist can't make you lose the weight if you really don't want to do it. So let's say somebody has this thing about eating late at night. That's big for a lot of people. Well, I can teach my clients through self-hypnosis to finish a meal and be satisfied and feel the full feeling in their stomach and go to bed with that feeling in their stomach rather than watching television and going to get a snack every 10 minutes. And if you use behavior change, it will change your life. It just works. And if you find a competent hypnotist, or you can even use self-hypnosis programs, sometimes you could buy them on the internet. I have some in the book that are free, if you noticed, and use it and learn how to change your life. It won't be overnight. It always cracks me up when people, after 1 week, they're in my office, they say, well, I don't think anything happened. And I like to use a piano metaphor. You know, if you were going to take piano lessons, where would you be in a week? You wouldn't be even playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And it's the same thing with this program or anything in life. You're not going to get it done in a week. You may lose quick weight if you go to something like a weight loss program, a commercial weight loss program, because they're going to say, drink a lot of water. I want you to drink a lot of water, eat our bars, and come back in a week. And yeah, you might lose 10 to 12, 14 pounds, but it's all water weight. Try that the next week. It's not going to happen. So quick weight loss just isn't possible, and you're just going to gain it back. If anything, like I said, if you've lost weight real quickly on any big program that you hear about, it's water. You peed it out, literally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a story.
Well, you have 6 steps. And you say, one, eat to get thin. What I like, too, is you say throw out the scales because it's a patterning. Yeah. Now, I remember Jack LaLanne saying, weigh yourself every single day. Well, as a female, my goodness, we can go up and down 5 pounds every single day. It's just part of what happens with our cycle.
You can go to the bathroom and lose weight.
Right.
And people will live and die by the scale. So if you lose a pound and you jump up and down, what's the point?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You talk about feeling hungry. You say there's starving, there's headaches, being very hungry or famished, somewhat hungry, not hungry at all, satisfied with what you're eating, full, stuffed like a turkey, painful, hard to move, sick and nauseous. Those are the 10 levels. And you make a point about how we don't always know that we're full. And I know I have a friend whose husband actually lacks what they call the enzymatic chemical that lets him know when he's full. He could eat literally a full turkey, a ham, and all kinds of things. And he doesn't even know that he's full. Mm-hmm. And the wife says, I can't believe it. This is the way he's been ever since I've known him. Well, he has a tremendous weight problem because physically he's not active, and he really can't do that much physically because he's gained so much weight from his eating pattern. You say, do the program, the 6 easy steps, 85% of the time, and you'll succeed. Don't worry about it. If you know, if you want to have a dessert, have a dessert, but you don't sit and eat 10 pounds worth of cake. Why is this so hard for people to grasp?
Well, first, that guy might be a big exception because, you know, he has that certain situation. But most people just eat to eat instead of just eating to survive. And let's take that guy. If he just portioned it out, because logically he knows if he eats, let's say, a quarter chicken and some sweet potatoes and vegetables, that's a pretty decent meal. If he just eats that and says, yeah, I still don't feel full because I have that enzyme problem, well, for him, I would just say, tough it out. Because he has that certain problem, and just eat that way. It's a good meal. But for most people, they just eat because they want to. They think, well, let's say in front of the television, they want to be entertained, so they need something crunchy. Or they're at a buffet, and this always cracks me up, they end up with something called poverty mentality. Poverty mentality has nothing to do with how much money you make. It basically means you're staring at the buffet and thinking, I'm never going to eat like this ever, ever, ever again, so I better get everything now. And that's what happens. It happens at weddings when these people come out of the kitchen and people just scarf up all that food because they got to get it now. Mm-hmm. You know, people just realize that food is just food, and it's just energy. And, yeah, have a party once in a while and enjoy the food, but every meal doesn't have to be a feast. Just eat it and get it over with and go do something fun. And that's the other thing. Most people don't have any fun in their life. So they use food as their entertainment, like I said. So go dancing. Go see a movie. Go have fun. And enjoy life instead of using food as your little friend. Now, food mm-hmm. will actually do something funny. This is actually the second answer to your question. Food is like a drug, not mm-hmm. a drug, but it acts like a drug. So it changes your state. So if you're lonely or depressed or sad or something and you want to feel better, well, yeah, you could take a narcotic, or you can smoke pot, or you can take a shot of whiskey, or, hey, how about a deep dish apple pie, vanilla ice cream on it? And it does the same thing. You get that euphoric feeling of, wow, this tastes great. Oh, it's my friend. And then you're finished, and your friend is gone, and you want to kick yourself. And that's the main reason why people just can't stop, because they use food as their narcotic.
I know we're just about out of time, and you have what I really appreciate is a statement about the Messiah Martyr Syndrome, which people will have to get your book to read about it, but I would just say it is so true. So many times, people do not put themselves first. And you have a wonderful, wonderful chapter on that. You also have a website, which is getthenbehappy.com, and people can get a copy of the free hypnosis program. They can download it if they go to getthenbehappy.com/bonuses-book. That's getthenbehappy.com/bonuses-book. That is really a wonderful gift to give to people. I think that's terrific, Brian.
Thanks. It's actually the same program that you would listen to in my office. It's the first program of the whole series, but it's an actual, real, professional hypnosis program, and you can download it for free. And it just works. And it'll give you a taste of what it's like to be hypnotized, too. Just don't do it while you're driving.
Right.
When you close your eyes and drive.
Brian, I think your book, Get Thin, Be Happy, 6 Easy Steps to Weight Loss Success, is excellent. I really think it's very down to earth. It's very realistic. And again, people can find out more about you. For those of you listening, if you or a loved one is having this challenge and you feel like, I've had it, I need to have something that I can be in charge of, which, believe it or not, is very important because you've got to take charge of your life. getthenbehappy.com/bonuses-book. You can go there and get his free hypnosis program, the one that he uses in his office, why not check it out? What have you got to lose? Well, maybe some of that excess poundage that you, for whatever reason, still carry around and say, I sure would like to let this stuff go. I don't need it anymore. Then other good things in the book as well we didn't have a chance to cover. Brian Totter, thank you so much for being my guest today. It's been a delight having you.
Thank you. This was so much fun, and I really hope your listeners take action.
Well, we've given them the opportunity, the information, and it's going to be their choice. Thank you again, Brian. This is Donna Sebo.
Thank you.
Don't forget, get thin, be happy, 6 easy steps to weight loss success. We're taking a break. This is Donna Sebo. I'll be back with you in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. I'm delighted to share this time with you today, and I want you to know that tomorrow we're going to be talking with Marilyn Fitzgerald. Her book is titled, If I Had a Water Buffalo. But this is about going into third world countries, thinking you can fix everything for them, but finding out that there are different ways of helping people help themselves. This is absolutely marvelous, and I'm looking forward to having her as a guest, so tell your friends. I hope you will join us. I also want to share with you a recipe today that if you love to bake, I thoroughly enjoy baking. I don't have as much time to dedicate to it, but I believe that baking really is something that should be a lot of fun. And I've got a recipe for some chocolate rum baba, so have a pad of paper and a pen handy because I will be sharing that with you. I want to give you the phone number if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. The telephone number to call in to is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. People are so innovative, and sometimes we are innovative because there is a need, and then we find our calling, as it is so often stated, a passion that we have to make our lives, one, more enjoyable, but two, make us feel so satisfied because we're contributing to empowering and actually making this world a better place. And that's what Teresa Berg did. She is in Texas. And this is what happened with her. She had wanted to adopt a little doxy. So she decided she was going to go to some dog rescue sites on the web. And she went to the one, petfinder.com, and she just wanted to find that perfect little person that she could bring into her home. However, when she started going through the pictures, she said, instead of uplifting me, I just became extremely sad. The pictures were of dogs cowering in a corner of their cages, or maybe they had red eyes because the person that took the picture didn't know how to do it properly. Also, the animals, many times, if they were staged or under such harsh lighting, and the animals just looked totally lost, then they do have their own expressions. She is a professional photographer, and she said to herself, my goodness, if I have this kind of reaction, and this wonderful organization is trying to find homes for these fur people, that's what a friend of mine used to call them. She said, okay, I got to do something. Well, she went through all of the photos, and she did find a little doxy that she wanted to get from a local rescue group. And her doxy's name was Flash. When Flash was brought to her house, yes, I know, it's not a pun, that's the actual name of the little doxy, and she's a professional photographer, she volunteered to redo their pet pictures. So she told them, we're going to do it my way. She said they used better lighting, accessorized with bows. They even put pearls, put backgrounds behind them. In other words, they created a warmth with the photograph. The animal rescue just was absolutely thrilled with the results. People were contacting them. They had had dogs that had been with them for so long. Nobody wanted them. With the different approach with photography, they got homes. People were seeing them differently. Now, when Teresa started this, it was 5 years ago, and she still does photography, 40 to 50 of these pet portraits a month. And you can check out her website. It's focusonrescue.com, focusonrescue.com. Now, she likes to teach people who are amateurs how to glam, as she says, glam up a shelter dog for its adoption portrait. A picture speaks a thousand words. And she said, these wonderful animals that need a home, their pictures should speak 2,000-3,000 words. They should all be summed up with, adopt me. Perception is what we so often don't realize makes a difference. Here is this woman whose passion was photography, is photography, and she took it to another level. She took her expertise, expanded it into the world of animals, and not only did it expand her contact with other people, but she was able to teach and is still teaching. I think that story is incredible, and it's something that should make us aware that wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whatever skills and talents and abilities we have, where we are is right and perfect, but don't be afraid to expand into something entirely different. For her, her little doxy Flash that brought her into her home, but it was brought into her home by the rescue group, she was able to make a connection through that venue that made her world extremely broad. And I think that's great. And that's something we need to keep in mind. Instead of looking at what you don't have, look at what you do have. Look at what you've got as an individual. Look at what you can bring into somebody else's environment that's going to make it better. Makes all the difference in the world. When I think of an employer having a young woman that has such poor self-esteem, when he has a chance to talk and just to listen, he finds that there's not a real good mentor. He brings her a book. This is something that opens up her mind if she's willing to read. That is the key. For us to grow and expand, we need to have a willingness to allow the universe to show us different things, and we can go, all right, let me check that out. Let's find out if this is appropriate. Let me see what I feel about it. What can I learn from it? Nobody gets through life without making mistakes. Not a one of us. Those mistakes, though, can leverage us. When we start focusing on the strengths that we have, it's amazing how what we perceive as weaknesses are suddenly going to become not a weakness, but an actual another part of ourselves that gets stronger. And that's what harmony and balance is all about in life, is being willing to grow, to learn, to expand, to step out, do something a little bit different sometimes. Take a chance on ourselves as people. And I think that's so wonderful about this environment that we live in at this time. It's so easy to look at what this is bad, that's bad, and by the time you get through telling everybody how miserable everything is and everybody's so stupid and blah, 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 well, my goodness, you might as well just find a hole somewhere and just cover yourself up in it. But don't do that. I want you to look at life and say, all right, maybe this isn't working so hot, but what can I do with myself? Is it more education? Or maybe it's just going out and volunteering. What is it that I can do that can make me more aware of the world that we live in? So often we're taught paradigms that keep us in little cages. I want you to step out of the cage. I want you to try something different. I had a very dear friend who decided that she wanted to do some volunteer work. And she decided out of the blue one Christmas to go serve at a food kitchen. She said it was an eye-opener of eye-openers. I saw things that I've never seen before in my life. She said, I'm very grateful that I did that. If she hadn't done it, she wouldn't have known more of what she liked and what she didn't like in life. And she said, I was there and I was not judgmental. I just looked. And she said it spurred her to move forward in her own life. So she said, if I'm going to be a contributor to life, I have to do more for myself. I have to focus on myself. I have to be aware of myself. She said, I had to learn how to become selfish so that I could really be more giving in the way that I wanted to be. It was a profound aha for her. Now, that doesn't happen to have to happen to you in that way, but that's what life is meant to be. We are meant to reach out and to expand. We are meant to reach our potential, and we all have genius within us on one level or another. It's absolutely marvelous to see it come out in people. It's just absolutely a joy. So, Teresa, my hat's off to you. I think you have done something absolutely fabulous, and I'm sure all of those four-footed fur persons, as my very dear friend Robert used to call them, really appreciate it because they now have homes that they didn't think they could have. They didn't know that they could have. Nobody knew the persona that was coming through the photographs. Instead of fear, something of beauty, something creative, and something that touches the hearts of the people that go to these rescue sites. Donna Siebel here. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Call 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Now, I know we're going to be taking a break in just a few minutes. When I come back, we're going to have a recipe for chocolate rum babas. Ah, yes. Do you have a sweet tooth like I do occasionally? Then this is something that I think you are going to really enjoy. Easy to fix and just so attractive to serve. Just wonderful. So we'll come back in just a minute. Again, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. We're going to be right back.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. By the way, for those of you in Washington, I want to let you know that there are going to be some free passes coming up in a few weeks available for the Washington Renaissance Fair. That is absolutely an incredible event, so more details are going to be coming up relative to that, and you'll be kept informed. Chocolate Rum Babas, by the way, if you want to give me a call, 888-627-6008. Chocolate Rum Babas. This is a wonderful recipe, real easy to do, and you're going to need four individual bundt cans. They're little things, and you're going to need four of those for this recipe. They're called ring pans. Maybe that's a better way of calling them, four individual ring pans. And you want to be able to spray that with your nonstick cooking spray and then put them to the side. Now, these are the ingredients that you're going to need. You're going to need 3/4 cup of all-purpose flour. You're going to need 1/4 cup of unsweetened cocoa, 1 envelope of active dry yeast, 1 pinch of salt, 1 tablespoon of super fine sugar, 1.5 ounces of dark chocolate. That needs to be grated. You need 2 eggs. The eggs need to be at room temperature. You need 3 tablespoons of tepid milk, and you need 4 tablespoons of butter melted. So let me give that to you again. 3/4 cup of strong all-purpose flour, 1/4 cup of unsweetened cocoa, 1 envelope of active dry yeast, 1 pinch of salt, 1 tablespoon of superfine sugar, 1.5 ounces of dark chocolate grated, 2 eggs, 3 tablespoons of tepid milk, 4 tablespoons of butter melted. Now, there is a syrup that you make up to go with it. Here are the ingredients that go into the syrup. 4 tablespoons of clear honey, 2 tablespoons of water, 4 tablespoons of rum. That's for the syrup. Okay, let's get down to business. You have your 4 individual ring pans. They're all greased or oiled. And then in a large, warmed mixing bowl, you want to sift your flour and unsweetened cocoa together. And then you want to stir in the yeast, the salt, the sugar, and the grated chocolate. You then want to beat the eggs. You want to add your milk and butter to the eggs, and you beat them until they're well mixed. Now, These are two separate bowls. You're going to want to make a well in the center of your dry ingredients, and then you pour in your egg mixture, and you beat to mix it to a batter. Now, the ideal situation is to use an electric mixer. It can be a hand mixer or your standard upright mixer. You want to beat this material, good Lord. You want to beat your batter for 10 minutes. And if you have a dough hook, that is ideal for this. And you want to then, once it's been beaten with a dough hook for 10 minutes, if you don't have a dough hook, then just use obviously a regular beater. You want to be sure that you do beat it for that amount of time. Then you divide your mixture between your four pans. It should come halfway up the side of each one of the pans. You want to put these individual ring pans filled with your batter on a cookie sheet, and you want to cover them then with a damp dishcloth. Cover it with a damp dishcloth or towel. You want to leave your ring pans filled with the batter in a warm place. I recommend putting it inside the oven with the light on. I've done that with bread dough, and this is perfect because this is a yeast item. And you let it rise in a warm place until the mixture rises to almost the top of the pan, so it needs to double. Then you're going to want to bake it in a preheated oven at 400 degrees for 15 minutes. That's right. Very little work here. The results are going to be spectacular. Once you have baked them for 15 minutes, the syrup, you can make it in a very short period of time. You heat your ingredients in a small pan and turn out your babas, placing them on a rack above a tray to catch the syrup, and you drizzle the syrup over the warm babas. And you leave them for at least 2 hours for the syrup to soak in. Once or twice, spoon the syrup that's dripped onto the tray below onto the babas. And then, of course, when you serve them, you're going to add a little bit of whipped cream, maybe some ice cream, sprinkle a little bit of powdered chocolate over the top. Good, good stuff. Individual portions, absolutely wonderful, and the flavor is out of this world. This is Donna Sebo. I know we've got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Rebecca, and I'm calling in from the Bay Area.
Hi, Rebecca. I hope the sun's shining down where you are. Here it is pouring.
Yeah, no, it's gorgeous down here today.
Well, that's wonderful. All right, there, I know we've just got a couple of minutes here. Quick like a bunny, I want to say to you, Rebecca, you've got your work cut out for you. You're doing your due diligence. You're paying attention to detail, and I want you to relax and go with the flow. I want you to just be methodical in what you do. When you find that you have what I call a vacant spot, where maybe you don't have all of things coming together whether you want the way you want them to, I want you to relax, go do something different, take a walk, you know, so whatever it is that is your pleasure, and allow that your mind is going to come up with new concepts and new ideas to work with. I really am pleased. I'm seeing you shaking hands with someone. I don't know what this is regarding, but you're saying, this is the kind of person I want to be associated with. So I really like this picture of you with the hand open, sticking out to extend to have a handshake with someone that you feel you can trust. And I see the handshake there, and the trust is there. The agreement is put into place, and you're very satisfied. What question do you have for me today?
The question I had is, I have been slipping and falling a lot, and I'm not really too sure what that's about. Or if I go through a door, I kind of cut short and I'll run into the door jam.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's kind of strange.
Well, I think what you've got is an issue with balance, and I would like to encourage you to consider taking up something like yoga or an exercise program that I really think is wonderful, TTAP. And the reason that I suggest both of these is that they deal with keeping the nervous system, the core of the body that runs along the spine, in a very good balance. balance can be affected by the inner ear quite often, but there's something else that's going on here, and it's affecting your entire nervous system. I feel that if you were to stand in a neurologist's office, that if you were asked to stand on one foot, you'd lean to the right. So you need something that is going to balance and harmonize your whole system.
Okay.
I hope that helps
great.
You, and I wish you the best, and I'm sorry, I'm out of time.
Not a problem. Thanks.
You're very welcome, Rebecca.
Bye.
This is Donna. Bye-bye. This is Donna Siebel. My goodness, we're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Don't ever forget that. You are your own boss. God bless. Have a fabulous day. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Same time, same place. This is Donna Siebel. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.